That is the sound of the very first Thanksgiving dinner being delivered to a new family in America. They're refugees from Afghanistan who arrived in Northern Virginia just a few months ago. And they're getting a catered dinner donated by a local Afghan restaurant that has been helping recent arrivals adjust. And today, that means a meal of turkey and pie and traditional Afghan entrees. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Lapis Bistro in Washington, D.C. is a chic Afghan restaurant popular among the class that brunches. It's known for cardamom pancakes, tender pumpkin baked with garlic, yogurt, and mint, and blood orange cocktails. You'll see on the industrial brick walls meaningful family photos, like one pointed out by Omar Popal, one of the restaurant's owners.
It's an old black and white picture of just my mom, super short hair, very, very like modern dress, holding my sister, who looks alarmingly shocked.
It's a picture taken when the Popals were refugees.
We fled when the Russians invaded in 1980. I was a year and a half, almost two, and then my sister was a newborn.
41 years later, the Popals own three upscale restaurants in the capital of their adopted country. And that baby sister is the family's force behind helping Afghans once like them. Now Fatima Popal is busy arranging multiple dinners for refugees in the bistro's kitchen. She was stunned, she says, when Kabul fell to the Taliban last August.
We were watching the news and everything that was happening. It was quite devastating for us and for our family because we felt so helpless for the Afghans there.
And for the ones fleeing here. Fatima Popal sprung into action. On social media, she appealed for support from loyal customers.
We didn't anticipate the outcome that we actually got.
She posted lists of items needed for refugees beginning to flock into Dulles Airport, a major hub for resettled Afghans, asking for diapers, clothes, and other donations to be dropped at two of the family's restaurants.
Within a day, both of our spaces were full. We're full of donations from the list that we had provided on social media.
And we were like, oh my God, there's no room here. It was boxes and boxes.
That's Shamim Popal, Omar and Fatima's mom. Mrs. Popal is also the executive chef, overseeing the Lapis kitchen in a blue denim apron with a jaunty floral scarf tied around her neck. Shamim Popal remembers her early days as a refugee.
It was tough. It was very tough at the beginning, really.
No credit. Trouble finding work. American holidays were not a concern.
We didn't know much about the turkey and Thanksgiving.
So when her husband found a job, it was a total surprise when his boss handed him a turkey and told him to go home and celebrate.
So he came with a turkey and we were like, oh my God. He said, now you need to cook this.
The bird, she remembers, was almost too big to handle.
I was like, this is like a triple size of a chicken. So I was holding from leg and then falling down, and it was really a fun thing.
Now the Popals want to share that holiday spirit and make a difficult transition gentler, starting with cranberry sauce.
This is actually we call it chutney. It's cranberry chutney. Little spicy, little sweet. My own recipes.
We're Afghanizing a little bit of all our food because as Afghan refugees, we know ourselves that we need to add some different flavors.
So, for example, last night they took a bunch of halal turkeys and marinated them with a savory mix of spices familiar to homesick refugees.
Ginger, garlic, turmeric, coriander is one of our favorites.
And they're packing up mashed potatoes and apple pie alongside the food designed to make new Afghan arrivals feel at home.
We do a Kabuli palau, which is a very traditional Afghan dish. It's a very rich dish. It comes with lamb and raisins and carrots and pilaf rice. And then we will give them some spinach, sabzi. Because sabzi, Afghans believe, brings like a happiness. It's green. It's hope. So they will have a very lovely and delicious dinner.
The Popals are delivering Thanksgiving dinner now to a single refugee mom with four kids. One of them's in a wheelchair. As they enter a modest apartment complex, two little boys come running out to help. They're slim, shy, with mops of black hair, wearing flip-flops.
Salam, salam, Jonathan. You're not cold?
Because this family has relatives back in Afghanistan who could be targeted, we're not using their names. Upstairs, in their spotless white-walled apartment, the mom unpacks container after container of delectable-smelling food.
Apple pies.
A discussion ensues over the best way to say Happy Thanksgiving in Dari.
Thanksgiving.
A good holiday, the mom says in Dari. It's always good to give thanks. But, she adds, since we got here, we've been doing that every day. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.